Good morning. It's Tuesday, May the 18th, 2021 Boblimtok, and it's like 4 a.m. Not quite 4:20 though, hey? And I'm just chilling out here, drinking some morning coffee, just chatting. Just thinking about where we're at. I'm back in Utah, and the project I'm working on, I think, is going pretty well. I need to pick up some equipment this week to kind of set up my home office. But, you know, this is my home office. I don't know if you can see it. Oh, it's splendor. But, you know, there it is, pretty much. I didn't really adjust the attitude or the altitude. That's my home office. Can you imagine such a thing? And I'm in Utah. And it's happier here for me. It's relaxing. I don't have to tell you. I don't feel as many of the darker forces I was feeling back in Seattle. And Vegas, as much as I like this project, is bad. B-A-D. It's filled with terrible spiritual energy. I can't even begin to explain. The only type of creature that I think would be at home in Vegas is some type of French bulldog, you know? Maybe. Like a Frenchie could probably just hang out on the strip, and that would be normal. It'd be like, he's there. That's life. You have to accept it. And you know, this is unscripted. This has got no outline. I'm just chatting. Got no point. I had a guy a number of months ago email me, like maybe more like a year ago, saying, why don't you have outlines? Why don't you write down your whole podcast before you give your podcast? And I was thinking, maybe that's weakness. You know, maybe you need that textual crap to be in your face, but this can't be put in a box. We stretch space-time. You know, on a planetary status report, we don't go backwards. We don't say to ourselves, how do I go back? No, we're not going back. We're going forward, but not in that Barack Obama kind of propagandistic Marxist or neo-Marxist way. No, we're going forward towards the abyss, baby. We're traveling at the speed of light towards a brick wall in a Ford Pinto with over 8 gorillion miles on it. And you just hit the nitrous and you turned on the frickin' turbocharger and you think you're in charge of reality? Listen, Chairman of the Fed, you can create money, so-called. You can create fantasy money, so can I. I can create fantasy money. That doesn't mean anyone's going to use it for anything. Yeah, clearly this isn't going anywhere. I don't know. I like the project. I like Utah. Things have gotten a lot better in many ways in a very short period of time. And this is jarring because 6-7 weeks ago, I was in a very different place, both geographically and psychologically. About 7 weeks ago, I expected at some point to get knocks on the door because the only way they were going to keep that hinky-ass eviction ban going was to basically somehow integrate it with vaccination. And I know they haven't officially done that yet, maybe, but it's coming, folks. If you're currently living under the joy of the eviction ban, someone's going to show up at your door and give you the voluntary vaccination. And if you've already gotten your placebo or your poison or both, great. You might have gotten placebo, which means it did zero to you. My guess is nuclear engineers are getting placebo. If you work at one of the so many boiling water reactors in the United States of America, you probably got the placebo. You probably got the vaccine that doesn't kill you or harm you. But you might have gotten the one that makes you feel like shit. And the first question you're asking yourself is, well, that's just a symptom of a vaccination, right, Dan? No, that's probably the early symptom of cancer. Rapid onset cancer due to it, basically a poison. I call the poison. You can call it an mRNA vaccine. You can call it gene therapy. I call it a poison. And yeah, maybe it's going to be the cancer. Maybe you're going to get a brand new organ or something in your body that never existed that was designed by Microsoft. And you get Microsoft updates. Wow. Can't you wait for your first Microsoft update, Mr. and Mrs. Vaxxed? Because it's coming soon and it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. Of course, you'll freeze up. You'll be like, and then we'll see these swirlies in your eyes going like this. You're like, you know, like, and maybe you get a little message box pop up and say, you know, wait a minute, progress bar, 65%, 50, 65, 30, 90%, down to 20. You all know the update progress bar. Yeah, that was designed by Satan. But yeah, you know, good luck with that first update, that first Windows update. I don't know what's going to happen to you. You might have gotten the placebo. My guess is a lot of people who are in sensitive positions got nothing. They got saline. And then if it's the poison, who knows what it does? It's unlikely it does its thing on the first day. But the problem is we're talking reality, folks, and reality's on a bell curve. And some people will respond to the poison at the appropriate time. Let's see. About 6 or 8 months Boglimpdoc, and then just drop dead. And other people might just drop dead when they get it. And then there's probably an in-between group that will get a little symptom of the coming death, but don't worry, you'll feel better for a while. So yeah, 6-7 weeks ago, my idea was, as I was going to go down either by my own hand or maybe unload my shotgun into the air and then just unload it and then charge at a cop with an empty shotgun. I know that sounds crazy, but 6-7 weeks ago, I didn't expect to have a way out of this hell. And it was just hell. And no, I don't really want to die. I don't think anybody really wants to die. Dying's not really the question mark. It's more, how do you make a life out of this? You know, I was thinking earlier today that there was this place, and I've talked about it. If you listen to my podcast, you know I've talked about this place. And when I was a kid, they told me about this place. It was called the Land of the Free and the Home of the Brave. And when I was 26 years old, I thought I was going to serve that. I took the oath. I put on the uniform. I even went to Korea. And no, I didn't fight any Koreans because, you know, there was the armistice, and other than some nonsense, for the most part, there's been peace for, you know, crap, almost, it'll be 70 years here in a couple of years, but, well, no, not quite that. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, in a couple of years, it'll be 70. 1953, I think, was when the armistice was signed. I think it was 53. Anyways. Yeah, when I was a kid, they told me about this place called the Land of the Free and the Home of the Brave. And I tried to find it in my 20s. I thought joining the military, I might find it. When I got out and got into technology, I thought, okay, technology, that's going to be the way. Because a lot of people were saying this bullshit back in the 90s. Hey, Dan, the internet's going to free everybody. And back then, I was a humanities geek. I didn't even program computers in my 20s. And I would look at them with that tilted head and I'd say, why do you assume this technology, of all technologies, will be the first technology that is not technically neutral? The internet, like the gun, like the chainsaw, like the Corvette, is neutral. If no one is there, it will sit and it will dissolve. Give enough time, give enough water, and that Corvette will be gone in about 600 years, maybe 1,000. Maybe it'll take longer. Maybe it gets buried in a tar pit and some alien freakazoid pulls that Corvette out of the tar pit and thinks it's a dildo. Yeah, back then they said, the internet's a net positive, Dan. It will only free people. It will only be good. I called bullshit back then. I stick to my bullshit. I think it's neutral. I think it can do good. And I would argue, it's done equal amounts of harm. And just like the printing press, what is most of what we have in measured data volume when you think about it on the internet? Well, I guess you could say video games, but yeah, pornography. And guess what? About 15 minutes after Gutenberg invented the printing press, you had pornography printing away. That's the way the world works. These technologies are neutral. Okay? They're neutral. And this particular technology, and it, like I said, so I thought land of the free, home of the brave, internet, bullshit. It was all bullshit. All of it. I got suckered like so many other people. It's why sometimes I beat up on people I probably shouldn't, but I was suckered. You know, I was a teenager, and I would say I'm a George F. Will Republican. I'm a small government Republican. What the hell is that? What the hell is a small government Republican? Do you know one? Have you seen one? Are there any living around you, Boblimtok? You see, I think you're a space-time traveler just like me. No, I want to find this place. I know it's out there. It's got to be. Maybe if I just had the right map, I could find the land of the free and the home of the brave. What I currently live in is mostly the dystopia of the fearful. I mean, where I'm at right now in Utah is awesome because for the most part, people don't wear masks. For the most part, people think it's crap. For the most part, I think people in places like this are just trying to live their lives. It's kind of like where my friend Jim Davidson is. And if you don't know Jim, you should check out his website, freedomlanddao.com. He's working on some really cool community, intentional community, liberty-based projects. And it's worth looking into. But yeah, Jim's building it. Jim's working on it. There are people who haven't given up, but I keep trying to find it, and I don't know if I ever will. I think that maybe the best we can hope for is what guys like Jim are doing, maybe. Maybe seasteading. Maybe we just have to go off planet in some type of rocket ship and travel to Mars with Elon Musk and drink our martinis at the bar in Olympus Mons with all the hookers and all the cocaine. Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's almost empty, which means your time is almost up. I don't know. I don't know if I should get serious. Land of the free, home of the brave. I have a lot of friends now that I didn't used to have, so wanting to just destroy myself 6-7 weeks ago isn't a desire right now. I don't think I wanted to do it then, it's just, I felt like there was no way out. Seattle seemed like a snake pit. Last summer, I remember going down to Chazchopia in Capitol Hill, early in the morning, that's the key. To all you Ian Miles Chong bleakness people out there, if you actually want to understand Antifa and BLM, don't go there after lunch. Go there between 6 and 9 a.m. Bring your camera to where you think the event's going to be. You'll see something interesting. It looks like the setup for some type of Hollywood movie. That's what I got on camera. I got operators. I got ordinary folks pissed off that Jenny Durkin had sealed them into some type of a horrifically bizarre situation, despite the fact that they pay property taxes, Jenny. And man, if this was a legit world, if we had a rule of law, Jenny Durkin, you'd be in jail right now. You would be in jail. A lot of people would be there with you. And if you're really lucky, you don't go to the Hague Court, because I still think they hang people for crimes against humanity, for doing the Nazi stuff you were doing last summer. Anywho, I got on camera a Seattle employee admitting that they were there to help the commies. This is a matter of fact. This isn't fiction. This isn't funny. See, I left a snake pit behind in Seattle. I left a dark and evil place. I left some people behind I love, but I wish they would get the hell out. And I would say get the hell out of every city on the West Coast, because whatever's coming next, huh? I don't think you want to be in Nineveh. or any cities like Nineveh, and I think that Seattle is kind of like Nineveh. I think it's going to be destroyed, whatever happens next. But if it doesn't get destroyed, people like Jenny Durkin will destroy it. I don't know what she believes in. She believes in some type of crooked, elitist, New World Order scumbaggery. But I think there are people in Seattle still who are trying to find the land of the free and the home of the brave. And here's a little secret. You're going to have to make it for yourself, just like Jim. You're going to have to tear it from them. And you're going to have to stop being afraid. What Jenny wants you to do is to be afraid of these bullshit commies that have, Seattle bike cops in plain clothes, Seattle bicycle cops in plain clothes acting as ushers. You don't need to be afraid of that BS. Half of those people are Microsoft employees. Probably 60% were Microsoft employees being given the day off. I saw some of you people. And yeah, that mask helps hide you, but it doesn't hide your bullshit, Jenny. And there is a just God coming for Jenny Durkin and Governor Inslee and Newsom and Cuomo and all of these petty tyrants. There is a just God coming for you. Either there is no God, and I don't think that's true, or some really bad consequences, Jenny. What you did and what you're still doing, you drove people to kill themselves. You drove people to the brink. You bought into and you supported this BS COVID-19 psyop. You're going to hell, Jenny Durkin. And there are other people going with you. You will have company. And hell is either non-existence, which it could be, or it could be that kind of medieval infinite torment. And if Stalin and Mao Zedong are down there, and Hitler and Pol Pot, and all the really cool guys, I hope you, Jenny, have a chance to have coffee with them. Drink a little coffee in hell, Jenny, because you are a tyrant, and tyrants will face their outcomes eventually.